Zohar Vayigash Chok Yisrael, Day 2, an excerpt from 207b. Blazar Blazar Omar opened Rabbi Elazar the discourse and said, when it says open before the name of the teacher, it means that it was opened from above and it kind of took him over this revelation which he gave to us. And after opening, he said he himself was involved in it and gave from his own Torah. In Tehillim, in Psalms 88. Hashem Elokai Yeshuasi, Hashem, Lord of my salvation. Yom Tzavakti, the day I scream, Balaila, Negdecha, even at night, opposite you. Tochazi, come and see, David Malka, Hava, come, Pagas, Ilya. David HaMelech would get up at midnight, Vishtadol B'Raisa, and strive in the Torah, Bashir and Tushbichin, with songs and praises, again from the internal light and surrounding light. As our adds over here, the Chedva de Malka, to the bliss of the king, or Matronisa and the queen, because through internal light and the surrounding light, he united them, which united the king and the queen, which is Tiferes and Malchus, Kutchabichu Shchinte, making a perfect unification. Doha the Chedva de Mehem Nusa Be'ara, and this was the bliss of faith in the world, means drawing the joy of the Shechina to reveal in the universe. Begin the high Ihu Shvacha de Mehem Nusa, because this is the praise of faith, this Chazi Ba'ara, that appears in the world. Doha Le'ela, because above, Paschei Bechedva Shirasa, open up in bliss, in the bliss of song, Kama Malachin Iloin, many high angels, Bekama Zinin, and many species, many different types of angels, from the right side, from the left side, from Chesed and Gevurah, many different types of music, where they praise Hashem. The Kol Mishavachin Be'Leilya, the whole Sitchin, they praise at night from all sides, from all aspects of the spheres, right, left, and middle. Ki Agavna L'Sata Ba'ara, in the same way, beneath in the world. Ma'adim Mishavach Le'i L'Kutcha B'Richu Ba'ara Be'Leilya, one who praises the Holy One, blessed be He, in the earth at night. Roy Be'i Kutcha B'Richu, Hashem desires Him. All those holy angels that praise the Holy Blessed be He, kulut saisin lahahu dekom mishabach lebel elia ba'ara, to that one that praises Him at night in the earth. The haytu shpachta, with that praise, ihu bishlimu, it's perfect. The salkli yikori dekutcher bichu mitasa, to arise, the honor of Hashem from below, zamra bechedva de yichuda, to sing with the bliss of unification. Because the person makes the unification of the worlds through his praise and song to Hashem. But through song, he brings joy to it. It shines out the light. Tochazi, come and see in Revelation. David Malka Kosav, David HaMelech wrote, Hashem Elokei Yeshuasi, Hashem saves me. Hashem Elokei Yeshuasi, Emosai Ihu Yeshuasi. When is He my salvation? And that day, when I preceded the praise of night towards you. Then He is my salvation daytime. Like the Gemara says, a person learns Torah at night. It means especially at Chatzos, at midnight, a string of loving kindness from that from which he is saved is drawn upon him. So if a person has something to do in the daytime that they need to be saved, he should make it especially a priority to get up the midnight before, and that will guarantee him that the coming day things will go well for him. Tochazi, come and see. That behold at night, man de mishabech lamori b'tishpach de deraisa, one who praises his master and the praises of the Torah, kedin iskif b'tkifu b'yamama. Then he's strong in power in the day, v'sitru d'imin on the right side, which means this power of chesed, since night is judgment, and he turned the power of judgment night into light and loving kindness through breaking the night, breaking his sleep, and getting up midnight and bringing light, bringing Torah, bringing love into the world. Through this, in the daytime, when it's revealed loving kindness, so it shines extra powerfully for him. And his whole day is led in a way of loving kindness. Because one string comes out from the right side, a line of loving kindness. Then it's drawn upon him, he strengthened it. Because of this, Omar, he said, meaning that because I got up at night, that's why I was saved. Begin kach, because of this, Omar, lo amesim mihal luka, the dead shall not praise Hashem. Lo amesim, not the dead, begin nisvicha l'shabcha chai l'gabi chai, because it's necessary for the living to praise the living. Umesa chai lav hochi, and the dead to the living, it's not the way it goes. It doesn't, shtim, doesn't fit, tichsiv, it's written, lo amesim mihal luka. The dead shall not praise Hashem, v'anachnu nevoichko, we shall praise Hashem, because we're alive. We get up at midnight, we turn death into life, We connect ourselves to eternal life of the world to come, and therefore fit to praise Hashem who is eternal. Do anan chayin, because we are alive in eternal life. We draw from immortality. Leisan chulka besitra demusa klal. We don't have any portion in the start of death at all. Chizki Amara, as he said, it says in Yeshaya Isaiah 38, Chai, Chai, Hu Yoducha, Kamoni. The live alive, those who praise you like me. Begin the Chai is Karav L'Chai, because living comes close to living. In spirituality, closeness, when we're speaking in a realm that's above space, closeness is determined by likeness. This is the Yisod, it's brought many Sfarim, the big principle in the Sulam. So to get close to Hashem, we have to be like Hashem. So Hashem is immortal and eternal, so we have to be similar to him in order to get close to him and in order to be fitting to praise him and connect with him. David Malka Iyu Chai, David Malka is alive. His closeness is to life of all worlds, the one who is the life of all worlds. One is Karv L'Gabe Iyu Chai, the one who gets close to him, he is alive. It's written, Atem Hadvekim Hashem L'Kechem Chayim Kulchem Ayim. And you, attached to Hashem L'Kechem, who are all alive today. It's written, Shmuel, page 23. Ben Yoda ben Ishchai, Rav Paul Mekabzel. Ben Yoda, the general of David Melech and Shlomo Melech, he was the son of a living person, which means he was drawn from a level of eternal life, and he was great in deeds, and he gathered together all the lights of the Sephiros, and he raised him up for the unification above, and he is Yisod, and he worked for David Melech to unite Yisod and Malchus. That's why he worked for him and his son Shlomo, and through their merit, the temple was built and endured, as the Gemara says in Brachos. And to that power, we could open to the world the ability to access eternity every day through this portal of midnight.